Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Saturday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As another Saturday rolls around, I hope and pray that you have found times of rest, and whether your rest day is Saturday or some other time during the week, it's good. As a matter of fact, God designed us and calls us to spend time resting. And obviously not all of our time resting, but to set aside times to rest. And this morning, as I spent some time with God and continuing in this devotional journal, In Christ Alone, discovering your identity in Christ, today's topic is, In Christ, I am seated with Him. As I think about that, I wonder, where is it that you like to sit? Now, chances are your first response is, well, it depends where I'm at. Where I like to sit at home is probably different than where I like to sit if I go out to eat, or where I like to sit if I go to a concert or a sporting event. Where I like to sit when I go to work. It's fascinating and joked about a lot about the big difference between sporting events and church is people pay huge amounts of money at some sporting events, or at least are generally willing to pay a premium for front row seats. While in the church, the front row seats generally go empty. But the Bible says that when we're in Christ, that we've been seated with Him in the heavenly realms. As I've had opportunities to travel, and I write this in the devotion, there's always been a longing as I've walked through the first class section of an airplane to where my seat is, to someday be able to sit in first class. It hasn't happened yet. But as I walk through, it's like, someday, maybe I'll get upgraded. And to think, what more first class can you get than to know that you've been seated with Christ? You see, oftentimes, while there is a preference in my mind and in most of us as to location of seating, the more important part usually is, who am I sitting with? It's that struggle of going somewhere and being seated with people that you don't know. Years ago, I visited my friend who was living and working in ministry work in Russia. And there were restaurants there, and I don't know if those exist here in the United States or not, but I'm guessing they do in at least other parts of the world. Besides Russia, but there were restaurants that you would come in and they would seat you at a table, but you would not be served your meal until the table was filled up, that every seat was taken. And so you would be sitting at a table if you were by yourself with a group of people that you probably didn't know. If you came with a small group, your group would be seated with others who were likely strangers. And my personality finds that rather uncomfortable. While others would look at it as a great opportunity to get to meet new people and to ask questions and to have some incredible dinner time conversations. But who do you want to be seated with? And what greater privilege, honor, than to know that we have been seated with Christ, that He has called us to His table, that we're not relegated to some out-of-the-way, obscure place. But God says, you come up here and sit with my son. But it's not a limited table. It's not something that He's looked at you or looked at me and had to choose. You can sit at my table. Sorry, I'm full. You have to go somewhere else. I think of the old Audio Adrenaline song of Big, Big House. With a big, big table and room for everyone. And to think of being called into the presence of God, knowing there's room for you. Room at His table. A place to be seated with Christ. You see, as we live life today, and whether it's a day of rest for you, whether it's a day of working, whether it's a day of taking care of projects at home or finding something to do that you enjoy for recreation. Whatever it looks like, to realize that every person that you see today, every person that you read a social media post from today, every person that you respond to in whatever manner is someone that Christ wants to be seated with Him. Someone that He has issued the invitation to. Someone that He wants to be seated around the same table that you are. What does that do to your view of that person? What does that do to your view of God? Well, what does that do to your view of yourself? I think it was an old, and I'm sure it's been used by a lot of people. I think I first heard it from an old Bill Gaither concert. Perhaps even a vinyl album that was recorded live. I can't remember. But he talked in it, and to paraphrase because I don't remember the exact quote, but he talked about a whole lot of people that have intentions of spending eternity in heaven with a whole lot of people they don't get along with down here. And to think that brother and sister in Christ that you're at odds with, they're seated at your table. They're seated with Christ, just as you are. That person that you avoid because their lifestyle is, well, not appealing to you at all. In fact, it's downright sinful. You know it, and they don't care, or don't seem to care. And instead of finding ways to love and encourage, we reject. And yet, Christ's desire is that they too would be seated with you at his table. But that only comes to those who are in Christ. And God calls each one of us that are in Christ to help others find him, to live in a way that others would desire him. Jesus said that the world would know that we are his disciples by the way we love one another. He says, this is a big part of how you will be my witnesses in Judea, Samaria, the other uttermost parts of the world. This is how you will be my witness in your hometown, is by the way you love one another. And if you get caught up on who that one another is, you might want to go back and read Jesus' story of what we call the Good Samaritan. When a man asked that very question, he doesn't ask who the one another is. He asks, who is my neighbor? But it's the same question. He says, the neighbor is the one who shows mercy. And Jesus says, go and do likewise. And so today, as we pray, I would encourage you to rejoice that you have been seated with Christ. But before you become too prideful and puffed up, realize this is a huge table. And God's desire is that others, that every person that you see would be seated with you. And so as you interact with people, think about sitting with them around God's table. As we prepare this weekend to worship together from wherever you are, whether you're worshiping around a table in a church building, whether you're worshiping around a table at your home, whether you're worshiping with others in their home, recognize that we are all gathering around the table of Jesus Christ. And we're remembering the death, burial, and resurrection of him that makes it possible for each one of us to be seated with him. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that because of your love, we have been seated with Jesus. Father, help us to recognize just how incredible that is. Father, help us to recognize just how much you want every person to be seated there with us. Father, as we spend time this weekend remembering Jesus, as we worship together from wherever we are, from wherever we're seated, may we realize that we are not seated alone. That the entire kingdom of believers are seated with us. And even as those who are in Christ are seated with him, there are many empty chairs, empty places longing to be filled with those who have received that invitation to come to Christ and be seated with him. Father, may our life be lived in such a way that people would respond to that. May we represent Jesus so well that others would want to be seated at our table, which really isn't ours at all, but yours. Father, I continue to pray for those who are struggling through the COVID-19 virus, those who have become sick and are in various stages of recovery, those whose battle is so difficult. And those whose struggle seems to be but a minor inconvenience. Father, this virus seems to have affected people in so many different ways, so many levels of severity. Father, I pray for peace among those who have become sick. I know sometimes in so many instances like this, we begin to second guess ourselves and wonder where the cause was and who we got it from. And it's so easy to want to blame somebody. And Father, we live in a world that's filled with sickness and disease that other than saying it's the result of sin and the fallen world, there really isn't much place for blaming individuals. So help us to continue to love and have compassion on one another. Father, for those that are working it seems like we've learned a lot of things. Those that we often have called frontline workers are no longer talked about much. It seems like they've learned to become better protected and what that means and what's required. But it doesn't mean the work has become less difficult. It doesn't mean the work has resulted in less risk. This means we're learning and we're wiser. Help us to continue to learn. May you pour out incredible wisdom on those researching, studying ways to treat and prevent this virus from taking hold. Father, may we learn to value one another, no matter what they look like, no matter what they sound like, no matter how educated or uneducated they are, no matter how rich or poor they are, no matter what color they are. May we not lose sight that the division and hatred within this nation isn't simply a racial thing. That's just one element. Father, I pray for unity among your people. It seems like so many are caught up in wanting to be right, that they end up causing even further division. In trying to call for greater understanding, they widen the divide through their means and their methods. Father, help us to live in a way that lifts up Jesus, and live in a way that honors one another, that we would live in a way that wouldn't demean those who are different from us in any way. Live in a way that speaks truth. That we would continue to reject and renounce sin. And that it would begin with our sin. Father, today as we go about whatever tasks are before us, I do pray that if possible it would be a day of rest. And if not, that we would learn to plan times of rest. That the refreshing we receive from time in your word and time leaning into your spirit would renew us. Father, as the scripture talks about, as we wait on you, that we would be renewed, refreshed, that we would rise up with wings as eagles. Father, give us the wisdom to listen to you, to do the things that would honor Jesus fully. Oh God, help us today to live as those who are seated with Christ, that He would be seen in us and heard through us. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that you are richly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.